WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Two straight wins on the road for the White Sox and three straight overall. Southsiders beat the Rays yesterday at 2-1. Winning run scoring on a two-strike bunt by Leury Garcia in the ninth. Tim Anderson scored from second on a throwing error, and the Sox go on to the win. Series will wrap up today. James Shields will face his former team. I'll have your pregame at 11:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 12:10. A five-run second inning helping the Cubs to a 5-4 win over the Padres yesterday. Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, homer in the frame. For Schwarber, number 20. For Rizzo, number 17. The final game of the four-game series is set for this afternoon at Wrigley Field. The Cubs do lead the Brewers by one game in the National League Central. Yu Darvish came through a throwing session before yesterday's game pain-free. He is, quote, very optimistic and, quote, about returning to the rotation this season. Brian Urlacher became a record 28th Chicago Bear inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame last night. Bears taking him number 9 overall to New Mexico in 2000, winning 4 division titles, 1 Super Bowl, and retired Dean as the team's all-time leader in tackles.
One person clapping sounds kind of pathetic.
I knew what you were going for, though.
I'm trying to show my enthusiasm.
And he was really good, by the way.
Thanks, Shawnee.
He was really, really good
on
stage.
Two people clapping sounds pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
Yay.
You know, it's funny because I did cover him when he was here.
Yes.
And, you know, he was not the most
he was quiet.
Agreeable to doing media interviews.
And yeah, he was quiet. He's to himself.
And I think we found out a little glimpse as to why last night. You know, he didn't really ever want to talk about himself. And I think that's legit. I mean, that's a lot of people say that.
I get that.
But I think he was one of those guys that was brought up the way he was brought up and really wanted to shower things on other people instead of himself. And I did get glimpses of that ultra-competitiveness, though, because watching him on the field was something else.
Yeah. No, he was amazing on the field. And I've met him personally a couple of times. He was very nice.
Yeah.
When the focus wasn't on him, mm-hmm. So it was just, you know, conversation. Very nice. But I thought his speech was beautiful. I thought he's handled it great. And I love that his bronze, the bust, is bald.
I liked how he rubbed it at the very beginning. like he was going to be granted 3 wishes or something. You know?
I think he got one of his wishes yesterday.
Absolutely, he did.
Now, those are on display today. So
correct.
Today he's officially full-blown in the Hall of Fame.
Yep, got his gold jacket and everything to prove it. His former team, the Bears, practicing yesterday.
That sounds so sad.
And today.
I mean it with much more respect than it sounds.
Yes, I understand.
We need some fake applause. Tom, can you find some fake applause sound effects, please?
Let me know when you get those.
Go ahead.
I'll go back to the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bears are going to be in Cincinnati. Yeah! Urlacher!
Urlacher! Urlacher! Okay.
You know, coming up at 10 o'clock, now that I think about it, I'm gonna work in a cut that he had about the fans of Chicago.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is pretty good. So we'll play that at 10 o'clock. Actually, maybe we'll play that at 9:30. I'm feeling pretty
generous. We have Jarrett Payton, who's going to be joining us, WGN-TV sportscaster, mm-hmm. and son of one Mr. Walter Payton.
Who was thrilled.
Hall of Famer.
At what Brian Urlacher did during the Hall of Fame parade.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. Yeah. He wore Walter Payton's number.
Yep, wore his jersey. Wore his white
in the parade.
Jersey.
Yeah, which is cool. And Jarrett, he's giddy beside himself being there, number one, because it brings back such personal memories for him. But he's the perfect person to talk to today, so we're going to talk to him after 10 o'clock. Is that right, Tom? After 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah. I can't believe he's the same guy that had the speech before his father's at the Hall of Fame.
Right. He inducted his dad.
Yeah. He was a little pipsqueak back then.
Yep.
I would never even tell that to his face when he was 12 or 13.
You know what I would say about that now?
Yes.
You just said it.
The one clap says it all.
One guy clapping sounds so sad.
I'm going to wrap this up now. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, and one man clapping, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic. Our expressways and tollways looking good this morning. Things moving at posted speeds. Closures downtown, of course, remaining for Lollapalooza, and they will continue for the most part into the week. Columbus closed between Roosevelt and Monroe through tomorrow evening. Now, later in the week, Balbo will reopen, but it's not going to be until Friday. And
Friday?
Friday.
It's over today. Why Friday?
Because of the cleanup involved and having to take down those the stages. You were there. You saw those stages.
Those kids are very neat.
But it's taking down all of the gear and the stages and everything that is going on. But Columbus will reopen tomorrow. That will help. Jackson, however, will be closed until Wednesday, August 8th, between Columbus and Lakeshore. And then Balbo closed until August 10th.
How long does it take to clean up a few rolling papers that have been left around?
Columbus and Lakeshore.
They're biodegradable.
So you have that going on downtown. That little festival that we have every year, the first weekend of August. Other than that, we look good on our expressways and tollways for personalized traffic on demand.
Good.
We look good.
You know what I have to say about that?
What? Keep that sound effect handy.
Wow, cheery. This is an exceptionally good traffic report today.
How about it? Keep that handy, because this report is sponsored by Spot Hero. Beautiful. Finally.
You're ready to do that with all the sponsors today. And I mean every single commercial on the show today.
Here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy today, scattered storms, highs in the mid-90s again. The heat index could hit 100. Cloudy overnight, some storms continuing, lows in the low 70s. And we could see some scattered storms for tomorrow. Again, very warm, highs in the mid-90s, and muggy as well. 79 at O'Hare, 79 at Midway. Chicago's lakefront has 77. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, here we go. Another Sunday morning. Another big show for you today, albeit a short show today. Andy Mazur, your White Sox pregame today is at 9:07.
It is at 9:08.
Which would be 4 minutes ago.
11th.
Boy, are we running late again then?
11:35.
It's hard to believe. 11:35 is the and the White Sox today are playing.
They are finishing up their series in St. Petersburg, taking on the Tampa Rays.
Very nice. Very nice. Coming up, we're going to be talking more about Lollapalooza because I know our audience can't get enough of it. The weekend, are you familiar with the weekend, Shawnee?
Well, it's usually a Saturday and a Sunday.
The singer named The Weekend?
Without an E at the
end. Are you serious?
Yeah. W-E-E-K-N-D.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll bet if I played one of his songs, I'll bet you would know it.
Okay.
Because you're one hip cat. You know all kinds of music.
I do.
I know you
do. I tried to talk to some of the youngsters about Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. They didn't understand that.
I don't either.
Woolly Bully?
I'm not familiar.
You don't know that song.
It's before my time.
Okay.
Yeah, before my time. So we'll talk. He was the Weeknd, not Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Were the closing act at Lollapalooza last night. And Jack White. Do you know Jack White?
I know Jack White.
All right.
Yes.
See, I knew you knew your music.
And I know Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars was on Saturday night. Friday night was the big headliner. And I'm told, fantastic. So we'll run down some more of the schedule. Oh, you know who else is playing at Lollapalooza today? A group called Cigarettes After Sex.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I do need to catch up on this just to get acquainted with these names.
I am not as familiar with Cigarettes After Sex as I should be.
You talking about the band?
What?
Where are those applause?
What? So maybe we'll see if there are any songs that we can play from said group and feature them, because you know me, I love for the show to be as educational as possible. And anytime that we can make a learning experience on the show, like today, hopefully we'll all learn about this band, Cigarettes After Sex.
We should have them on the show.
Okay, we'll work on that as well. Yeah, we should be able to knock that out, no problem.
Hello, my name's Jeremy. I'm the lead singer of Cigarettes After Sex.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. Oh, and talking about music, you know who's got a new album coming out next month?
Who?
92-year-old Tony Bennett.
Oh, yes.
Tony Bennett.
With Diana Krall.
It's going to be a duet album of all Gershwin songs with Diana Krall, jazz great Diana Krall. And we're going to play some of that for you today.
Have you heard any of it yet?
I have. And you will if you stay listening, which I know is a challenge for you during the show.
Staying awake
during the show, because I know you like to ignore me most of the time.
Well,
I'm gonna play some of that today as well. You know, Tony Bennett's going to be at Ravinia.
Excellent. His annual appearance at Ravinia.
September 8th, I believe, is the day.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the pavilion is sold out. Maybe the lawn is too. Tony Bennett shows sell out there. But, man, if you've never seen Tony Bennett, 92 years old, he sounds amazing. He sounds like...
I heard you and Steve Cochran talking about it Friday morning,
right?
About the fact that he's 92 and he's still doing what he's doing. Amazing.
He's got so much enthusiasm and passion in his music. You know what I would love? I would love if Tony Bennett got together and did a duet album with Cigarettes After Sex.
Okay, let's see. This is the third, to my knowledge, the third duet album he's done with female singers.
He did one with Gaga.
Gaga, Amy Winehouse.
Oh, that's right.
Was and it a now, full album with Amy Winehouse or a couple of songs?
Maybe a couple of songs, but nonetheless, duets. And now with Diana Krall.
Yeah, and their voices complement each other.
Sure they do. Diana Krall's definitely.
Voice is amazing, yeah. But they complement each other so well. Nothing will ever top Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, not only on their album, but they appeared at Ravinia for a couple of nights a couple of years ago. And that's one of my favorite concerts of all time, seeing those two together. They were both amazing.
How big was the band with them? Was it just a trio, or was it a 6-8 piece band?
I want to say it was 6-8 pieces.
Okay.
Don't remember exactly, but I think it was more than a trio for sure. So it was a pretty big, nice, rich sound to the whole thing. Anyway, so we'll feature some new Tony Bennett music for you today. Patrick Stewart is in the news. Sir Patrick Stewart, who we know from Star Trek The Next Generation. He's going to be reprising his role as Jean-Luc Picard. I'll give you details on that coming up as well. Talking about Lollapalooza, there's something very cool going on there, non-music related. And let me tell you about that when we come back from the break. Steen Richards. This afternoon, the stretch is on. The Cubs look to run the Padres out of town. Cubs-Padres today at 1 on my favorite TV station, WGN-TV. Now, we've been talking about Lollapalooza, and we have been talking about all of the music. But one of the things that I've always loved about Lollapalooza is that there is so much more to do. There's a Kids-a-Palooza area where kids can get involved not only with music but other projects, but other booths and setups having to do with the environment and social issues. And one of these areas is an area that is called the Obama Foundation Tent and Portal. And joining us on the phone line right now is Mike Strutmanis, who is the Obama Foundation's Chief of Civic Engagement. Mike, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you with us.
Good Sunday morning to you. Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
A pleasure. So tell me, what is this Obama Foundation tent and portal in particular that sounds so very interesting to me in trying to bring people together?
Well, it's a chance really to start early before the Obama Presidential Center comes to Chicago to fulfill this mission. President Obama wanted to give back to the city that gave him so much. And so we have this gigantic gold shipping container. You can't miss it. It's over in the section that you described called Lala Cares. And when you step inside this shipping container, this portal, first of all, it's air conditioned, which is great.
There's an incentive right there. If there was an incentive, that's right.
It's air conditioned. And then you step into, it has immersive audiovisual technology, and you find yourself in the same room as feeling like you're in the same room with somebody in a portal in a different part of the world. And so you can sit right across from them and just feel like you're in the same room and have a conversation. And it's that bringing people together across distance, across difference, that we think is such an important part of what the Obama Foundation is and will be all about.
Yeah, so these are actual similar portals that are set up in other cities around the world, where other people are stepping into presumably an air-conditioned portal in order to talk to somebody in another city. So here in Chicago, you step in and you can talk to somebody in Afghanistan. Is that correct?
Yes. Afghanistan will have folks from Mexico City who are into music tonight. And so when people come in and they're enjoying the great shows, they can talk to somebody in Mexico City who is also involved in music and performance. We have people from Gaza City this morning. We've even had people from as far away this weekend as Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow, that's exotic. it's not often enough that you can dialogue with somebody about cheese in an air-conditioned portal.
That we have better baseball teams.
Okay, we're trying to create international harmony here.
Mike. That's right. Right. That's exactly right. I apologize. But that's off message.
But you know what I find really interesting is that these portals are set up, as you'd mentioned, in Gaza City, but also you have one in Iraq and Afghanistan and places and Honduras, Mexico City, as you mentioned, and for some reason Milwaukee as well. Why not? But what an opportunity! What an opportunity to talk with people in these countries that are a little bit mysterious to us here in America.
And I think what people will find when they go there is that they've set this up because obviously the folks overseas who are stepping into these portals, they know they're talking to people in America at a music festival. And so we've really set this up so that we have dancers, we have musicians, we have people who are creating cultural and art experiences for children. And so they are just so interested and excited to talk with us. And I think what everybody already always finds, which shouldn't be much of a surprise, is they're just having a conversation with another person.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the distance between them melts. You can learn something and ask questions about what it's like to live there. The only agenda on this is to really bring people together and show folks that we have, and you've heard President Obama say this a lot, that if we focus on what we have in common as opposed to what's different about us, that we can get a lot of work done, and we can shrink the world and make the world a better place.
Yeah, I remember this probably 15, 20 years ago on this show. We were talking to a group that they were based, the group itself was based out of New York, but they would set up exchange programs with kids in, I think, Tel Aviv, a city in Israel, and a city in the Palestinian sections of the Middle East. And for the first time, the kids from one side would go live in the other side and vice versa and interact with other kids who they only knew as the enemy before, and 9 times out of 10 learned how much they had in common simply by communicating with one another. And this to me is kind of a high-tech way of doing that, a digital way of doing that, where you can talk to people in places where you probably will never go and learn how similar you are and your common interests.
But a great opportunity, we think, to bring the work of the Obama Foundation to people and meet them, you know, right where they are. So we also have out there what we think is the most popular item at Lollapalooza, which is the Obama Foundation hand fan. So we are we're giving away fans. We're allowing people to come into this portal and have an immersive experience with someone who doesn't have anything in common with them, except for the fact that they're people who love culture, who love art, who love music, people from other countries, other cultures, other parts of the world. And it's just that we think people have come out of there with huge smiles on their face, really energized, re-energized, and feeling great. Yeah. And that's what festivals, that's what Chicago, that's what Lala is all about. So we're thrilled to be a part of it. And really, I'm just really excited to be on your show. I'm a fan, and it's good to spend a little time morning with you.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. I think this is great, and I'm glad we could focus a little attention on it. It's at the in the Lala Cares section of Lollapalooza. But if people want to get more information about this or other projects, is there a website where people can go to?
Yeah, go to obama.org and then follow us on also on social media. As you can imagine, President Obama and Mrs. Obama are really active in communicating with people on social media. And to be a part of this journey with us, we want everyone in Chicago, by the time the Obama Center opens, we want them to have been a part of it. We want them to help us shape it, help us design it, and help it make it as great as we know it can be.
I love the idea of people being able to communicate with each other. Lord knows we need plenty of that in the world these days. Mike Strautmanis with the Obama Foundation's is the chief of civic engagement with the Obama Foundation. Mike, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it. We'll take a quick break, come right back, and update news next on WGN. All right, let's get caught up with what is going on. A very violent night in Chicago. Dave Schwann's got the news, sponsored by Grandview Homes. Schwanny?
Yes, indeed, Dean. Police say over 30 people were shot, 2 killed in 11 different incidents overnight in Chicago. In one place, 8 people were shot, 76th and Loomis. The victims ranging there in age from 14 to 35. They are in stable condition. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro blames the far right for an apparent assassination attempt using a drone. He said they include detractors as well as the Colombian president, Juan Miguel Santos. Authorities say the drones armed with explosives detonated Saturday as Maduro gave a televised speech. Would-be carjackers in a white Mercedes tried to steal 3 cars and successfully got away with one in less than 45 minutes in separate North Side incidents yesterday. The first in the 1400 block of West Webster, the second in the 3500 block of North Southport, and the third in the 2700 block of North Sheffield. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Gold jacket? Check. Hall of Fame bust? Check. 19-minute speech? Check. Well, it all adds up to Brian Urlacher becoming a Hall of Famer. He was enshrined last night in Canton as a record 28th Chicago Bear to enter the Hall. Urlacher, his usual humble self, talking more about former teammates and family than himself. And Urlacher finally got a chance to deliver a message to the fans.
First, I must acknowledge the fans. I never got a chance to say goodbye. The best fans in the world. Even when we stunk, they sit in their seats at Soldier Field, freezing their butts off every time. And in case you didn't know, our fans love defense.
Yes, they do love defense.
Even when they stunk.
Even when they stunk. Yeah. Pretty blunt about that, but you know, hey, he's...
when he's right, he's right.
He's right. People go out there anyway. They love their Bears.
They do.
It's Bears town. He did play for the Bears between 2000 and 2012 and leaves as the all-time leading tackler in team history. How about that? 28 Chicago Bears now in the Hall of Fame.
That's amazing.
Bears go through a practice yesterday in Bourbonnais. They're prepping for their second preseason game. It'll come up on Thursday at Cincinnati, and still no sign of top draft pick Roquan Smith. A ninth-inning bunt and an error helped the White Sox to a 2-1 win over the Rays last night. They'll have a chance for the sweep this afternoon. I'll have your pregame at 11:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 12:10 here on WGN. Anthony Rizzo and Kyle Schwarber with home runs. The Cubs beat the Padres 5-4 at Wrigley. Same two teams wrapping up their four-game set on the north side this afternoon. John Lester will go to the mound. Cubs lead the Brewers by one game in the Central. And Yu Darvish threw a simulated game yesterday, 55 pitches before the ball game at Wrigley. Says he was pain-free and optimistic about returning to the rotation sometime this season. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, we're looking at some delays on the inbound Eisenhower, a 25-minute trip from Wolf Road to downtown. It's 35 minutes from Veterans Tollway to downtown. The rest of the expressways moving along quite well. And closures, of course, downtown for Lollapalooza. Columbus closed between Roosevelt and Monroe. Balbo, Jackson, Congress Parkway, all closed as well. And those closures will last up to August 10th. We also have one other closing for the Dancing in the Street Festival.
Hmm?
Hubbard Street between Wood and Polina, closed until 2 o'clock tomorrow morning for the Dancing in the Street Festival.
Hmm.
Doesn't that sound good?
What is it?
Dancing in the Street, the old Martha Reeves song. You remember Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, don't you?
Updated by Van Halen a few years after that.
Yeah. Dancing in the Street Festival, Hubbard, closed between Wood and Polina.
So what, I go out there and...
You dance in the street. There we go.
Not dancing yet.
That's the song.
So if I go out there, you mean I'm just supposed to start dancing?
And dance, that's right.
Spontaneous. Just
in
go
the
ahead.
Street. And in the street.
I have to be in the street.
Yes. They've closed Hubbard between Wood and Polina. And that means you can just, in that vicinity, you can just stand in the middle of the street and dance.
Okay.
I think Mick Jagger and David Bowie did an updated version of this, too, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Wow. See, a good song lasts. John Lennon was right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are ready to see me dance in the street in public.
I don't think the street's ready to see me dance in public.
I think that makes three of us here.
Andy and I are going to be in a Who Can Dance More Like Elaine from Seinfeld contest.
Little Kicks, yes.
Schwani's a good dancer, though.
Oh, sure.
I've seen Schwani dance.
He's light on other people's feet, huh?
That's the way.
A good dancer.
Yes, a former girlfriend will tell you that, Andy.
He's light on other
people's feet.
I have photos of Schwani dancing.
You've got all kinds of pictures.
I have got very incriminating photos of Schwani dancing. All I got to say about these pictures, we've talked about them many times.
Yes, we have, haven't we?
If anything ever happens to me, you better break into my house and find those pictures. Because if anybody else does, you are in big trouble.
You have lots of explaining to do.
I guess this is stipulated in your last will and testament, right?
That's right. Nobody can see those pictures.
Nobody can.
I promise you, no one would ever see those pictures. Although I do like to talk about them, making them seem much worse than they really are.
Quite a bit.
But I still like to talk about them over and over.
Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say they are super incriminating. Am I wrong about that?
Well.
Am I lying?
I guess not. No, you're not. I know which ones you're talking about,
okay.
too.
All right.
Do you know how long ago that was?
I have fantastic blackmail on him.
Do you have any idea how long ago that was?
Pretty long ago.
Yeah. Like 20 years.
There is no statute of limitations on embarrassment.
On incriminating, embarrassing pictures. Social media has proven that true, hasn't it?
I'm not saying that I'm also not incriminated in these photos. I am, too.
Oh, now you finally admit it.
No, I'm in the pictures being.
Now you finally admit it.
I'm being stupid in these pictures too,
to say the least. So we're both incriminated.
Yeah, but I think people expect stupid things from me. You're a newsman. You're supposed to be serious.
I have a newsroom to run here, so let us continue.
To run.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And once again, this traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Thank you so much. Finally, Here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly cloudy today, scattered storms later on, highs in the mid-90s. Those scattered storms continuing overnight, lows in the 70s. Scattered storms continuing tomorrow, variable cloudiness.
When he was out at Lollapalooza till all hours last night.
It's been a long weekend for him.
He went to some of the after parties last night.
And you know what? There were plenty of after parties going on when I was coming into work this morning.
Hanging out with the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Cigarettes after sex.
20 hanging out with the band, with the group, the singer, rather, the weekend, going, are you Saturday or Sunday?
And what happens on Memorial
Day? What happens on Memorial Day? Do you have three-day weekends?
Do you have a brother named Holiday Weekend?
Highs in the 90s tomorrow. We could see some storms tomorrow afternoon and the evening. 79 at O'Hare and Midway, 77 at Chicago's Lakefront. And our far-flung forecast takes us to upstate New York.
Oh.
New York State. Mount Vernon, New York, as a matter of fact. What's termed an inner suburb of New York City. There's the music. I was wondering what...
I could tell you. You felt naked, didn't you?
I kind of wondered what was going on.
I thought so.
Mount Vernon, New York, goes back to the 19th century, and it is the home of one person named Richard Wagstaff Clark.
Richard Wagstaff.
Any idea who Richard Wagstaff Clark is?
I do.
Wagstaff Clark.
You know,
I think I know.
Andy raised his hand.
Richard grew up in Mount Vernon, New York, and at a very early age wanted to be in radio.
Oh.
And got a job at a radio station called WRUN. Run
man.
Radio.
Richard Wagstaff Clark
Wagstaff Clark.
Yeah, man, on the run.
In his young years, he made it to Philadelphia, and we know him as Dick Clark.
Wow.
Who took over American Bandstand by the name of Bob Horn was the original host. But it was on this date in 1957 that American Bandstand went from being a local Philadelphia program.
It was an after-school dance show, wasn't it?
An after-school dance program, and it went national.
We're going hopping, we're going hopping today. We're things are popping, the Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it on all the music they play on the bandstand.
So, 61 years ago today, American Bandstand went national.
It's before my time.
Hosted by Dick Clark.
It's before my time. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Here we go again. Mount Vernon is having a nice day, sunny and 77.
We had versions of dance shows here in Chicago as well, didn't we?
Sure did.
Well, Soul Train. Right?
Soul Train number one started off as an after-school dance program on Channel 26. I don't want to brag, but one of my first jobs, in fact, I was still in college.
You were a cameraman.
And I was a cameraman at Channel 26, and I got to work on Soul Train, the local version of Soul Train, and all of the other ethnic shows that were broadcast from the top of the Board of Trade building.
Is that where the studios were?
They were.
Board of Trade building.
I want to say 40th floor, I think. 40 or 50th floor. Or 40 or 41st floor, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. But that was fun. I might have been 19 or 20 years old, something like that.
Wow.
I was still in college. It was a summer job for me.
Mm-hmm. So that was Don Cornelius doing the Soul Train?
It was. Don Cornelius had gone to Los Angeles, and it was a guy named Clinton Gent who took over for Don Cornelius for the local version of the show.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but we had, remember Kitty Agogo?
Yes, Kitty Agogo.
That was another dance show that was oddly hosted by a woman dressed as a clown. They would play music and the kids would dance.
Sorry,
that's
that.
Right.
Seems like we had another one. I don't remember.
Now, Kitty Agogo, I have a vague memory of.
I'm seeing a little young, little Davy Schwann in his home in Northwest Indiana, standing in front of the TV set, dancing.
All my friends.
I wish I could be with Dick Clark.
all my friends.
I like Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, too. Let's hang on to what we've got.
You still got chicken.
Yes, I watched those shows. I remember well American Bandstand.
Oh, I did, too. I loved it. I loved it.
All those bands on there? Wow.
I did love all of that, but not as much as I got to say I was a fan of Soul Train. Because I liked the Soul Train dance that they would do, where all the girls were on one side and all the boys were on the other side. And they would, you know, sort of dance in a line while a featured couple would come down the row in between them and do their big featured dance. And I love the Soul Train scramble board.
Oh, yeah.
Where they had all the letters mixed up and the kids had to put all the letters, in order.
And then there was Solid Gold after that, right?
Solid Gold.
Yeah.
Well, that was good. Yeah, that was good.
That was 70s or 80s, wasn't
I think
it?
That was late 70s. Yeah,
yeah, I was retired by then.
He doesn't remember anything past.
I was retired by then.
Trani has no memory of anything past the 68 Democratic Convention. Are we done with the far-flung forecast?
We are. Yes, we are.
BFC.
Mount Vernon, New York, sunny and 77 today. Okay. Home of Richard Wagstaff Clark.
Richard Wagstaff Clark.
The world's oldest living teenager. Dick Clark.
Remember his sign-off? Even on the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year's Eve shows?
Yeah, and on the pyramid, too.
And on the pyramid, he would salute.
Yep.
Remember at the end?
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic. What a great broadcaster he was.
Yep. Yep.
Talking about classics, I mentioned that Tony Bennett has a new album coming out that will be about mid-September that the new album's going to be coming out. We've got a cut that we're going to feature for you in a couple of minutes. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. And, there's been so much talk about mostly Lollapalooza this week because it is one of the world's biggest music festivals. But there was some other pretty huge music news this week, and that is that the great Tony Bennett, who just turned 92 years old, by the way, on Friday, he's 92 years old and looks great and sounds great. Is still performing, is still going on tour, has a brand new album that's coming out, and it's an album of all Gershwin music. And it's a duet album that he performs with jazz great Diana Krall. So it won't be out until September the 14th. That's the release date for the album, but I'm hoping that we're able to play a cut for you right now because the track that we had is not exactly responding, so we'll see if it does right now. But also we want to mention to you that Tony is going to be at Ravinia, doing his annual visit to Ravinia, and that is going to be on September 8th this year as well. So hopefully there'll be opportunities for you to see him there. The way to check for ticket availability is ravinia.org. That's the one and only way to get tickets to Ravinia. And it doesn't look like this. It doesn't look like this is going to work. The digital recording that we have is not clicking in. So
that's a sign that they want you to hold off until the actual release.
You think so?
Yeah.
That the internet gods are trying to tell me?
That's a sign that since it's not going to be out until next month, that you cannot play this.
The internet gods would prefer that we not treat our audience to some fine Tony Bennett music? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's just my feeling on it. Although I have to say, he picked a terrific partner to do this duet album with, Diana Krall. She's, been around for a number of years herself and does terrific work. I recommend an album that she did of all Nat King Cole songs that's been out.
Oh, you have it? We have it over here? Okay, wait a minute. We have
Mr. Bacon, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun to find that night no work has been done.
That once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you start picking on me? Thank you.
fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver.
What a mess you're making, the neighbors wanna know why. I'm always shaking just like a flipper.
Each morning I wake up with the sun. To find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you do the wrong when you start to patter, I'm so unhappy.
Won't you take the day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy?
Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. A fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me?
Fascinating rhythm, won't you stop picking on me?
Fascinating rhythm, won't you stop picking on me?
Listen to that voice. Listen to him. 92 years old. Sounding fantastic. Nobody to me sells a song, interprets the lyrics, puts the meaning of the words into a song like Tony Bennett does. And you can hear how beautifully their voices complement each other. The great Diana Krall and the amazing, amazing, amazing Tony Bennett with Fascinating Rhythm. Do you know that Fascinating Rhythm was the first song that Tony Bennett ever recorded back in 1949. Hmm. It's part of he didn't even record it under his real name. Somebody suggested to him to use a different name on it, which I'm not recalling right now. But that was the very first one. So for him, I'm sure that this is a nice return to this amazing Georgian Ira Gershwin collection of songs that he and Diana Krall do together, with the Bill Charlap Trio featured on there. The album is going to be out. It's called Love Is Here to Stay. That's the name of the album, Love Is Here to Stay. It's going to be out September the 14th. And Tony Bennett at Ravinia on September the 8th. You can check ravinia.org to see if tickets are available. If you've never seen Tony Bennett in concert, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you take that opportunity to do that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to update news. And then following that, Jarrett Payton joins us from WGN-TV Sports. He is in Canton, Ohio, where Brian Urlacher was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame yesterday. Jarrett not only covering it as a sports reporter, but it's a very emotional return to Canton, Ohio for him. All of that is coming up next on WGN. All right, tomorrow on the WGN-TV Morning News, we'll be recapping Lollapalooza. We've got all the news, sports, weather, traffic, everything that you need to start your day, all on Chicago's number one TV morning show. We'll see you then, the WGN-TV Morning News. And coming up, as I had mentioned, we're going to be talking with Jarrett Payton about Brian Urlacher's induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Steve Cochran will be celebrating the most valuable person on the planet tomorrow morning and every weekday morning at 7:20, right here on 7:20. WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN radio on TuneIn. Shwani, do you got one of these smart speaker things?
Do I personally? No.
Yeah.
No. No. We have one here in the newsroom, but I don't have one at home. Mm. Do you?
No. It seems too nosy to me.
No, yes.
You sneeze and the thing says God bless you. I don't want something in my house that is spying on me like that.
I know, and I got in an argument with ours in here, and we weren't on speaking terms for a while. we've made up since. We've made up ever since.
He brought flowers.
Yes, candy and flowers. Mm-hmm.
I do not want flowers.
Maybe that will work with Siri.
How about you, Andy? Do you have one?
I do not.
I want you to pay attention to me and treat me like the box that I am.
It does not compute.
Doesn't it seem creepy?
A little bit.
It does to me.
I can't get over the way voices, computer-generated voices, sound pretty natural these days.
I know. It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's very Jetsons.
It is totally Jetsons, yes.
Because I like to equate everything to television as much as possible. Let's get an update of the latest news now. Dave Schwann has the latest.
And we have partly cloudy skies, 79 at O'Hare, an exceptionally violent night in Chicago. Well over 30 people shot, according to police, two killed in 11 different incidents. Eight people were shot in one place at 76th and Loomis in a door sill, in a door sill of a building as the drive-by shooting occurred. Those victims ranging in age from 14 to 35, they are in stable condition. Alt-right protesters and counter-protesters clashed in the streets of Portland, Oregon yesterday. The weekend demonstrations coming nearly a year after the rally in Charlottesville that ended with a fatal attack on a crowd of counter-protesters. More from ABC's Marcus Moore in Portland.
Alt-right and far-left groups clashing in the streets of Portland. Police turning to flashbangs and tear gas to disperse an unruly crowd. Police say some protesters threw rocks and bottles at officers. The tension in the city starting with a rally hosted by far-right group Patriot Prayer, the group's pro-Trump leader running for Senate. But far-left anti-fascist or Antifa groups attempting to drown out the Patriot Prayer rally in a city where Antifa's roots run deep.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is blaming the far right in his country for an apparent assassination attempt using a drone. He said the detractors, particularly Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, may be to blame. Authorities say drones armed with explosives detonated yesterday as Maduro gave a televised speech. A 3-year-old boy was killed in a fire on the southwest side of the city yesterday afternoon in the 6900 block of South Artesian. The boy was pulled from a basement of the home. The fire was blamed on an electrical panel that had what authorities called an unauthorized modification. Today is the final day of Lollapalooza, and it's going to be a hot one. Temperatures in the 90s once again. We could see a heat index of near 100. If you're going, festival managers say to keep cool, do what this person does.
I'm just drinking a lot of water today, staying cool. If you want to be here all day, we got here in the morning, plan to stay all night, you just need to drink water.
And also take advantage of the festival cooling stations. About 120,000 people have attended so far. And now WGN Community Corners. Here's Ryan Burrow.
It's Farm Week and we head to Fair Oaks Farm off I-65 in Fair Oaks, Indiana. This massive farm is dedicated to educating the public about modern farming efforts and protecting the environment. The entire facility runs on cow and pig manure and uses anaerobic digesters to transform waste into energy. Fair Oaks Farms also offers a dairy adventure with a birthing barn and a bus tour of the Freestall Barns, a pig adventure, and crop adventure. There's also a restaurant and cheese and yogurt factory. I'm Ryan Burrow with Community Corners on WGN Radio.
And
we hear that report before?
I think we had it last week also, yes.
So good we had to hear it twice.
We had to hear it twice. Very interesting enterprise, though, with the anaerobic digesters to transform waste into energy.
I can never hear enough about anaerobic digesters.
How about sports? Would you like to hear sports?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Now over to you, Schwanny.
Aha. Thank you so much. And now, Andy Mazur,
when the commercial ends,
is much more on the ball.
When the commercial ends, that
point,
means you
here
talk.
Is WGN Sports with Andy.
He couldn't hear you. He didn't have his headphones on.
Oh. Can you hear me now? No, he doesn't. He doesn't have
I was busy updating our up-to-the-minute weather forecast.
Oh, okay. Don't mind
now
us. We're just doing a show here.
All right. We'll back this up here. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Thanks, Dave. Brian Urlacher became a record 28th Chicago Bear, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame last night, the number 9 overall pick in 2000. Urlacher usually shied away from the media attention, but the spotlight was on him yesterday, and after his 19-minute speech, he explained what it was like to write it.
When I wrote it and got some stuff on paper, I didn't want to be too serious. That wasn't me. But I also wanted to be heartfelt, because that's also me as well, you know, especially with my family, my friends, and my teammates. I think that came through a little bit, but also tried to be funny. It was hard, but I tried to be.
Yeah, he was funny in some respects. He was making fun of his old teammate Mike Brown for his high, squeaky voice, but did almost lose it a couple times, especially when he was talking about his three kids. It was pretty interesting to watch. The Bears won 4 division titles and made 1 Super Bowl appearance in his 13 seasons in navy blue and orange. He retired as the team's all-time leading tackler. Head coach Matt Nagy describing the Bears' practice yesterday as sloppy, coming in off a day off. The Bears are back on the practice field today. They're getting ready for their trip to Cincinnati for their second preseason game Thursday night. Still no Roquan Smith, holding out. He is not in camp. White Sox looking for the sweep of their series today against the Rays. Former Ray James Shields will try to wrap it up for the White Sox. I'll have your pregame at 11:35. Ed and DJ the first pitch at 12:10. White Sox winning last night 2-1. Cubs four-game series against the Padres will come to an end this afternoon. John Lester will take the mound for the Cubs at Wrigley Field, who will lead the Brewers by one game in the National League Central. And Yu Darvish could be returning soon. He had a throwing session yesterday of 55 pitches before the game at Wrigley Field. Said he's very optimistic about returning to the rotation this season. Jared Payton coming up in just a few moments here. We'll talk a little bit more about Brian Urlacher and the Hall of Fame here on the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball. Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic. The biggest delays on the Eisenhower inbound. A 26-minute trip from Wolf Road to downtown. Almost 40 minutes now from Veterans Tollway to downtown. And from Illinois 390 on in, a 40-minute trip there as well. Closures continuing for Lollapalooza downtown. Columbus Drive closed from Roosevelt to Monroe and Balbo, Congress Parkway, Jackson, all closed for the festival. A couple other festivals going on. Edge Fest at Broadway between Ardmore and Thorndale is closed until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's Edge Fest on Broadway. And very important to mention that Des Plaines between Roosevelt and Harrison, despite everything else, all these other festivals going on,
right.
Maxwell Street Market.
All the
continues.
Others come and go. But right. Maxwell Street, the greatest festival of the world, is there every
single
week.
It's here to stay.
It's here to stay.
It's here to stay. That's the name of a song, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's here to stay.
Well, it's, yeah. Yes, it is.
For personalized traffic on demand.
In the interest of time, yes, it is.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago and the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly cloudy today, scattered storms, highs in the mid-90s. The heat index could hit 100. Those scattered storms continuing overnight tonight, low in the 70s. And the storms ongoing tomorrow in spots, still continued warm, high in the mid-90s. 83 now at O'Hare. It is 87 at Midway and Chicago's Lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever. Whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Today was not merely about me, but what I was able to do on the football field. I'm primarily here tonight to pay respect to the men and women who have made this all possible and to honor them for the impact they've had on my life. I love everything about football. The friendships, the coaches, the teammates, the teachers, the challenges, the opportunity to excel as a teammate and as a leader. Football has provided me with virtually everything I have in life. It has provided for my children and my family.
The great Brian Urlacher accepting his induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame yesterday in Canton, Ohio. And still in Canton this morning from WGN-TV Sports. Somebody who knows a little something about the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the great Jared Payton is with us on the phone line. Jared, how you doing there, my friend?
Good morning, Dean. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. I got to tell you how absolutely giddy you looked during all the festivities that were going on yesterday. I mean, you always have a big grin on your face, a beautiful smile, but you were extra, extra happy yesterday, it seemed.
Yeah, you know, it was just a special day for me, and every time that I, you know, have a chance to talk about it, I get chills. I just was getting chills now. It just is it's an unbelievable moment, and actually, you know, living the moment myself and knowing what it means to be in Canton and to, you know, have my father in the Hall of Fame, to see Brian Urlacher and everything that he did for the city of Chicago and for the Chicago Bears organization. I mean, I remember meeting him when he got drafted. We were both in Las Vegas for something, and I remember just sitting down and talking with him and having a conversation and just now looking back on it saying, man, I never thought he would be in Canton. Right. And, you know, that's the one thing now of being able to see him last night for a guy that didn't like to talk to people and talk to the media. He was so open and how he just opened up his heart to all the fans that were out there to see him.
Yeah, you know, I find in some of the A-listers that I talk to that often they're much more comfortable doing what they do for a living, you know, being an actor, hiding behind a character. Mm-hmm. And I think Brian Urlacher reminded me of that a lot, that he didn't seem to be very comfortable talking about himself, that he would rather go on the field and do his job, do what he was supposed to, you know, do out there. And it was a rare opportunity to take a look inside this guy yesterday for that beautiful speech that he gave.
Yeah, it really was. He was, you know, talking to all of his teammates. Peanut Tillman was here, and I got a chance to talk with him one-on-one, and Mr. McCaskey as well. They all just talked about how he was a guy that was never about self. It was about team. It was about being around the guys in the locker room and how he elevated everybody by the way that he played the game. And to hear him kind of have to talk about himself a little bit and laugh a little bit, to see that he shifted the focus, though, on the people that helped him get to Canton, that just speaks volumes to who he is as a person.
Yeah, it spoke so much about the man. Talk to me a little bit about his accomplishments on the field and what brought him to Canton in the first place, and his many, many, many accomplishments, both when things were going well and, as he put it yesterday, when the team stunk.
it was hard for him, but I don't think people will truly understand, unless you play the game, what it means to come out of college and, you know, to be a safety and then to switch over and become one of the greatest middle linebackers to ever play the game. Man, that's a testament to his hard work and his determination on the football field. But he changed the game at the middle linebacker position, and in that cover two defense that, you know, Lovie Smith and the Bears had back then, he was athletic enough. So he took those traits of being a safety and, like, brought it into becoming a linebacker, and that's where you get the interceptions, the forced fumbles, and all the tackles, being able to lead the Chicago Bears in tackles all time. When you look at names like Singletary and Buckus, I mean, that right there shows you who he was as a football player. He did everything well and did everything, you know, as on a high level, and then also at a speed as well that we never really saw before. So I asked him about it, about him changing the game, and he shifted the focus to something else. Mm. Well, it wasn't really me. It was about, you know, I was this big, I was this strong, and, you know, it just came with it. No, he was a student of the game, and a lot of his success, like he talked about last night, came from the guys that were around him as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's certainly a team effort, but isn't that interesting, though, that he wants to focus the credit on others and downplay his own contribution, when really his contribution was so strong during all of that. How did you feel? They had that little parade yesterday, which was, I think, the first time that we saw him in the Hall of Fame, you know, officially in the Hall of Fame. But he's in the, you know, coming down the street and the parade and wearing your dad's number on. And I mean, I got goosebumps wearing that. I can only imagine how you must have felt.
Yeah, I really did, Dean. I got goosebumps, but it was funny because leading up to coming to Canton, Tim and I were going back and forth through text messages and emails. So I didn't have his number. I got it from a friend that said, I don't know if this number or email still works, but try it out. And I did. And I think later, like about 30 minutes after I sent him an email, he sends me an email back, and I'm like, this can't be Brian, right? He can't be responding to his own emails. He's like, text me at this number, and it was the same number that I had, so I texted him, and we were going back and forth. And then 2 days leading up to coming to Canton, I said, I'm trying to set up a, you know, interview with you, and I would love to talk to, you know, one of your reps or someone that can fix it and set it up. He was like, no, go through me. You know, we'll make it work. I'll make it work. And he goes, and I got a surprise for you at Canton. And I was like, what? So I'm nervous about just getting the interview. So I just kind of bypassed him saying about the surprise. Well, then at the on Thursday at the game, he comes up to do the interview with me. And he goes, guess what? I'm wearing your dad's jersey in the parade.
Wow.
And that just means everything that we've talked about him, and this was his weekend, it was his day, it was all about him, and he chose to wear my dad's jersey. And to me, that right there, that says everything about who he was, man. He didn't shy away from the greats that came before him, and he understands about the greatness and what it means to be a Chicago Bear, and what it really truly means to wear that number 34, which you know, is special to me, man. And Brian said it, your dad is the best. And I said, now you're in the hall with him. And so that right there just was one of those moments that I'll never forget my entire life.
Man, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. That really is a fantastic story. And must take you back. Being there in Canton must take you back to when your dad was inducted into the Hall of Fame and inducted by you. How old were you when you gave that speech inducting your dad?
I was 12 years old. Dean, this whole conversation you and I are having, every time you mention, you start talking about something, I get goosebumps down my arm.
Yeah, so, me too. Me too. I can only imagine what it must be like. I mean, you're not just there as a sports reporter reporting on a pretty big Chicago sports story. This is about you and your family, about your dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think anybody can relate to how you must feel, why this is extra special to you.
Yeah, it was 25 years ago on July 31st. So this is my first time being back in Canton at the Hall of Fame since I inducted my dad into the Hall. So it was a big moment for me. And just to be able to walk around and see all the 34 jerseys that were around and the big pictures and all the different displays that they have of my dad inside of the Hall of Fame, it just, you sometimes forget, you know, I do. He was my dad, but I sometimes forget how, you know, great of a football player he was, because I was so used to being, I spent more time with the man than I did the football player.
Right.
I was 7 when he retired. So I think about the man and the dad and people, the way that they react. And on Thursday, I was on the field. And Randy Moss's family came up to me and wanted to take a picture. And the guy that from the Hall of Fame came up with them. And after they took the picture, he walked back to me. He's a big man, like big muscles and big. He's an older gentleman. And he walks up to me, shakes my hand, and just starts crying and has just tears in his eyes about the impact that my dad had on his life. And
wow.
It was really hard. So yesterday, hearing Brian talk about his kids and his family, I was sitting there, and I just couldn't hold back the tears. And my wife is texting me. She's like, how you doing? I'm like, I can't stop crying. Like, I just can't stop crying. Because it brought back those memories of me being there. And to be the first son to ever induct his dad into the Hall of Fame, to say that I was the first, that's what means the most to me.
Yeah. How did that come to be? Did your dad say, Jared, I want you to do this? You know, let's work on this. How did that all come to be?
He came in the house one day. My dad was really spontaneous. He had someone else that was supposed to do the speech. They got sick. He came to me and said, well, I want you to do it. And I was like, whoa, what? What are you? I'm 12
years old.
I'm the kid that was afraid to get up in front of his middle school class and do a project when the teacher called on him. How am I going to get up in front of millions of people? But my housekeeper, Miss Luna, who lived with us for when I was 4 years old and my sister was 2 weeks old in South Barrington, she helped me write the speech, put it on note cards, and I went over it and over it. And actually became the thing that I was most afraid of, Dean, became my passion. So I was afraid to speak in front of people, and now it's what I love to do. Telling people you have to sometimes walk through your fears to be able to get to the other side of your greatness.
Yeah, it's, in a way, very symbolic of what your dad represented, of, you know, facing obstacles both on the field and in life, and working through them, passing this lesson on to his son. And I know that that's something that you not only pass on to your own family, but you work with so many community groups and passing on that same message of don't let anything stop you, you know, achieve your greatness.
You got to.
Wow. What an amazing weekend this must have been for you. I'm so happy you could take a few minutes to join us to talk about it a little bit. Congratulations on a job well done reporting the story, but surviving the weekend with it, and not breaking down to a puddle of tears on camera, at least, anyway.
It was awesome, man. I'm just glad that I got a chance to be able to do it for the WGN family. And, man, I can't wait to get home to share a lot of the pictures and videos with my family. That's what I'm looking forward to, is getting back home and seeing my family. We're we're actually moving today, Dean. So it's a moving day at home. So as soon as I get off the plane, I got trucks at my house. It should be an eventful day for me. But always good to be able to get home and see the family.
Jared, I appreciate you joining us. Always good to talk to you, and we'll see you in the hallways as usual over at WGN. Jared Payton,
as always, Dean
from WGN TV Sports. We appreciate you joining us. Have a safe flight back, and we'll take a quick break. And then also from WGN TV, Mike Hamernick, our meteorologist, joining us to give us the scoop on today's weather and a cool off for the coming week. 100 events, 19 days, one epic food festival. Visit ctfoodbowl.com for the ultimate Chicago food experience this August. 1025 WGN, let's get the latest in this scorching weather we've been living with. Meteorologist Mike Hamernick. I think we've got one more day of it, and then a cool-off coming for next week, right?
Yeah, a couple more hot days coming up. We'll be up around 95 again today and 92 tomorrow, but tomorrow's 92 may only be brief because some showers and storms in the afternoon may cruise in and cool us off. And today, it doesn't look quite as hot as yesterday. Dean, the clouds, we have these debris clouds that are filtering in across the area. They actually produced a few sprinkles and light showers earlier this morning.
I found those this morning.
Yeah, those are... The showers have moved on out, but the debris clouds remain, so it's not going to be quite as sunny as yesterday, and the lack of solar energy this morning is holding temperatures down. Yesterday, we were already pushing 90 degrees at this hour. Right now, we're about 84 to 80, so it's helping us out at temperature-wise this morning. I still think, though, we'll make it up into the mid-90s by later on this afternoon once these clouds, debris clouds, thin out a little bit. So it's still going to be a hot one, maybe a degree or two cooler than yesterday, but and we won't spend as many days above or many hours above 90 as we did yesterday. And then things do cool off later on next week, and some storms. We finally have some rain in the forecast, some decent rain in the forecast for tomorrow as well as tomorrow night that will bring some relief to your garden lawn, which has taken a beating lately from all the dry weather and the heat.
Yeah, it's been bone dry outside for a while now. So, it looks like we've got a pretty decent few days coming up then.
Yeah, once we get past Tuesday, moderate heat, mid-80s on the way with little or no rain Tuesday through Saturday. Next weekend is looking fantastic. A lot of sunshine and mid-80s for temperatures. Not the type of heat we're going to see this weekend, and it looks dry with a lot of sunshine. So if you're already looking forward to next weekend like I am, it's looking fantastic at this point. I just need to get through the next couple of days, try to stay cool. And the rain numbers we're getting off our computer models look like about a half an inch to an inch and a half of rain late tonight through early Tuesday, with the best rain chances being Monday and Monday night. So hopefully that will come to fruition, and we'll get some relief for the very dry conditions here in northern Illinois.
Okay, that doesn't sound so bad. So for today, I'm just trying to plot out my schedule at Lollapalooza today.
Dean.
Like around 3:30, 4 o'clock, should it be okay?
Sure, as long as you... I guess wear as little clothing as possible, I guess that's...
Well, like you have to tell me that.
Look. That always helps. And don't wear any dark clothing, as little clothing as possible.
No.
Stay hydrated.
I've got my white tube top ready to go for today. Because at 3:30, I'm going to see the Calauchis.
Okay.
The Calauchis, and then... at 4 o'clock, I know you love this band, Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they're playing at 4 o'clock today.
I can't believe they're back in town already.
They're back in town. At 6:30 tonight. The weather going to hold up around 6:30 tonight?
Yeah, it's just going to be the biggest problem is staying cool today.
I think
we'll be fine as far as anyone is concerned.
Because at 6:30 is the band called Cigarettes After Sex.
Oh. All right.
That's a nice one. Lil Uzi Vert is playing at 7 o'clock. And then...
I might have to change my plans now. Head down there.
Hey, if you want to join me. Medicine is playing at 8 o'clock. And then the two big headliners are Odessa at 8:45 and Jack White is,
of course,
is playing. We all know Jack White. I hope we do. But, I'm looking forward to that Rainbow Kitten Surprise show today at 4.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Maybe I will change my plans.
Right.
No, and one thing this year, too, that's different than any of the last 3 or 4 years, no mud baths at Grant Park this year with the lack of rain.
Right. Well, that's good because when you know, all of us fans of Rainbow Kitten Surprise, we go dressed up like kitty cats. And you know, we don't want to get messy in the mud in our kitty cat out. Meow. That's the fans in the front row in the like the first 10 rows. Meow. In our kitty cat outfits for that.
Yeah, well, be careful. The biggest issue may be the grass catching on fire.
And he doesn't mean the lawn, by the way.
No.
There's Mike Hafernick with
all right,
the
Dean, have
latest.
Fun.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the latest. We'll take a quick break, yes, and then Schwani will update news. We've got the Weekend Theater and some of the cast members from Avenue Q coming in live for us today. WGN.
Next. Is it the track? Is it the fence? Leaps, makes the catch.
Midday Baseball. It's the Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. Your early pregame with Andy starts at 11:35. Ed and DJ with the first pitch at 12:10.
The Chicago White Sox on 720 WGN.
So this past Wednesday and Thursday, Schwani, I was out at Ravinia.
I saw your Facebook posts on that. It looked great.
Oh, it was really fun. We hosted pre-show discussions for first E.T., the extraterrestrial. They show the movie up on big screen, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra plays the score live, which is amazing. And then on Thursday night, we showed Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the CSO played again. But we had a really nice pre-show discussion with the folks who were out there. People were able to ask questions, and we had many questions about the Sunday morning show.
Is that a fact?
About people asking about us.
How do we get away with what we get away with, right?
We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. After a check of news sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, here's Dave Schwann.
And Chicago police say since yesterday, 37 people now have been shot, 3 fatally, in over 10 different incidents across town. One of the worst taking place at 76th and Loomis, where 8 people were shot early this morning. The victims ranging from 14 to 35 years old. Another shooting taking place at a block party at 16th and Avers. A strong earthquake hit Indonesia's tourist island of Lombok 1 week after another quake in the same area killed more than a dozen people. Today, today's earthquake was a magnitude 7.0, last week's a 6.4. It is the final day of Lollapalooza for this year. A hot day in store again, temperatures in the 90s, the heat index near 100. If you're going, festival managers say take advantage of the festival cooling stations and drink a lot of water. About 120,000 people have attended so far. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, it's official. Brian Urlacher is now a Hall of Famer. He became the 28th Chicago Bear inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Went in last night as the Bears' all-time leader in tackles. He played 13 seasons for the Bears, going to a Super Bowl and 5 Pro Bowls. Urlacher was the 9th overall selection in the 2000 NFL Draft out of Mexico. New Mexico, that is. The Bears are on the practice field today. They're going through their team drills in Bourbonnais. Kyle Long not taking part, but it's only a scheduled day off. Bears will be in Cincinnati for their second preseason game coming up on Thursday night. White Sox are looking for the sweep of the Rays and for 4 straight wins overall. James Shields will pitch against his former team. I'll have your pregame in about an hour from right now, 11:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 12:10. White Sox won last night's game 2-1. Anthony Rizzo getting the day off today as the Cubs wrap up their 4-game series against the Padres at Wrigley Field. John Lester will be on the mound for the Cubs, who lead the Brewers by 1 game in the National League Central. And Yu Darvish came through a throwing session pain-free. He says he's optimistic about returning to the rotation this season. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic. The delays on the Eisenhower we reported on in the last hour or so have pretty well cleared. It is starting to build on the Kennedy. We're looking at a 25-minute trip from O'Hare on into downtown. Not bad from downtown out to O'Hare, just a 20-minute trip. Closures continuing downtown, of course, for Lollapalooza as Columbus Drive is closed from Roosevelt to Monroe. Also, Balbo, Jackson, Congress Parkway also closed for the event, and those closures will run into the week, the latest being Balbo, closed until August 10th from Columbus Drive to Lakeshore Drive. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And this report sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly cloudy today. Scattered storms. Highs in the mid-90s. Scattered storms overnight. Lows in the 70s. And variably cloudy tomorrow. Warm and muggy. Highs in the 90s. Storms possible tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. 83 at O'Hare, Midway, and Chicago's Lakefront both have 81. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom. And this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
But I just one of the pretty little songs from
Everyone's a little bit racist.
Avenue Q. That is back in Chicago again. The lovely and slightly naughty little production that's at the Mercury Theater in Chicago. We remember when that first came out. And it was a little bit shocking to everybody to hear little puppets singing naughty songs. But it's so sweet and has a really great message and has just been extended at the Mercury Theater now through November the 4th. And joining us in studio is Leah Morrow, who is Kate Monster, and Jackson Evans, who is Princeton in the show. And welcome to both of you. It's nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being here. And I have to say that you win today's award for being the most distracted guests watching the different monitors that we have here.
Yep.
In the studio. I can't tell exactly, but were you you're watching the monitors with yourselves on them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because you've ruined radio. Because radio is like, I can wake up, I can look like whatever I want to look like.
Right.
But now
you have to kind of
listen. You can go online and you can see me trying to find the cameras throughout the room by pointing at them.
Right.
And then looking at the monitor and be like, oh yeah, I'm pointing at that one. I'm pointing at Studio A, Camera 2.
Yeah, if you're on WGNRadio.com right now, you can watch the live stream. You'll see a Jackson point. This is like being in a 7-Eleven store, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Having the security cameras on you from every possible angle.
Yeah, yes. It showcases my ADD.
And it does.
It's like, the only thing missing is hot dogs.
Nothing like a 10 a.m. hot dog.
Who doesn't love a good hot dog at this hour of the day? Well, thank you for coming in because I've been a fan of the show for like forever, really, since it first came out. And I was so happy to hear when it was coming back and that it's obviously doing very well.
Yes.
Over at the Mercury Theater. Really, that is maybe the perfect venue for a show like
great.
Avenue Q, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's intimate. And it really is beautiful. It's an old Nickelodeon. It's over 100 years old. And, you know, the size of it allows the audience to really be invested in the show, I think, at a close proximity.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gorgeous. It's in a great neighborhood. Lots of stuff to do before or after the show. It's just really wonderful.
Yeah.
And I do have to say, when you said you were happy that it was coming back, so were we.
Yes, we were.
Yes.
Were you in previous productions of it?
We were in the 2014 production at Mercury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly still had a lot of the lines memorized. Who knew?
Crazy.
I don't think those are ever going to leave you.
No, not now.
Not now.
Definitely not now.
Yeah. Having done it for a year of our lives, I think I'll always be able to know what Princeton says.
Yeah, yes. You're just going to break out into song when you're 70 years old, so you'll be in the supermarket someplace and start breaking into songs.
Singing about how I'm 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, ageless. Well, not ageless, 23 forever.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about, or just explain to people who may not be familiar, what Avenue Q is and what makes it so unique.
So the sort of the premise of the show is, what if Sesame Street-esque characters, not the actual characters from Sesame Street, but what if that type of show grew up and it was 20-something, 30-something characters trying to sort of teach the life lessons that come with that age, mm-hmm. as in finding an apartment or a job and working on your love life and dealing with the world at large. And so, but it's told through that style. So we both play puppets, mm-hmm. but then there are also the human characters who interact with the puppets, just like Sesame Street. And so we can get away with being a lot more risque than actually Big Bird and Elmo are.
Are the puppets, is it easier for the puppets to get away with naughty and risque?
More than the
humans that are in the show?
You don't actually see naked humans on the stage, but you might get to see naked puppets on stage.
And that's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love nude puppets? Who doesn't?
It's tastefully lit. It's not garish, if you will.
Right. Thank
you
very much. It's not burlesque. Garish.
Yeah,
our characters are naked, but still modest.
Are they modest? I feel like they're very unencumbered. Now they have had encouragement from the scene previous.
Sure.
At that juncture in the story,
she means alcohol.
That's what I mean. Can I say lubricated? What I mean is
too late now.
Too late now. I think that's fine.
They've had a little to drink, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I took it.
Yes.
good.
Yes, but I do think
good morning,
that
Chicago.
You know, you're introduced to some of these very politically incorrect ideas through these puppets. So I think at first it's like, I can't believe I'm hearing this, and then it's hilarious because it's coming from these little creatures,
right.
And it makes it like delicious and palatable.
It's unexpectedly delicious.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're also going to meet the Bad Idea Bears, who are sort of Princeton's, I want to say angel and devil on his shoulder, but they're both devils.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the cutest, cuddliest, furriest puppets that look so cute that encourage him to do awful, awful things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you do your own puppet work.
Yes,
right,
we do.
As well? Is that what kind of challenge is that for an actor? I mean, you've done it before, and I'm sure it's not difficult for you at this point.
Yes,
but is it really?
I mean, because it is a thing that we have only done for a certain chunk of our lives, we can always get better, which is true about everything. But we're still thinking about it. We're still working on it. I mean, I went to school for acting, and it included zero puppetry.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's... We now feel at least a little bit more comfortable than we did when we did it in 2014, but it is still this really great thing that keeps us really fresh in the show because we cannot get distracted
with cameras all around us.
We cannot get bored.
This would be
a
bad room for you to,
to
do puppets.
Yeah. If I could see myself doing it.
I would explode.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could not.
Spoken like true actors, too.
I don't want to look at myself.
Completely self-conscious.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to hear myself. I just need to do the thing.
Yeah.
No, it is very interesting.
It's just got to be, really unusual to not only act and put the emotion into the words that you're saying, but also maneuver these puppets that, I mean, it's not like you're sticking your hand in a puppet, right? It's a little more, it's much more intricate than that.
Oh, yes. And, you have these inanimate objects that you are using to convey real human emotions.
Right.
And so you have to find the nuance in just hand movements and the way you are, finessing that is a challenge because you also want to connect yourself to that as well. And it's like going to the opera, seeing super titles and do you look or do you listen? And eventually your mind figures it out, right? It's the same thing there. And I think that once, to generalize, I think once the audience gets used to what's happening, it becomes fluid and, they imbue the puppet with the things that we're doing emotionally.
Yeah, when the show first came out, everyone was concerned, are you going to be distracted by seeing an actor holding a puppet? Are you going to be able to concentrate? And really the same was true of Lion King when it first opened with their amazing puppetry work that they do in other shows that have done it also. But you're not even looking at the human anymore at some point. You're completely focused on the puppet. That's job well done, as far as I'm concerned, with actors who are doing that.
Yeah. I mean, we're there because the puppet can't do every emotion because it's very static and it can't blink and things like that. So every once in a while, you do need the actor there to be like, to just help inform what they're going through. But eventually, like she said, eventually in the play, you stop realizing that you're getting cues from both things. You're getting cues from the puppet and the human. And you just can take them all in at once.
Yeah.
And I think what's so special, too, about Avenue Q is that you do have human characters that don't have puppets. And so it gives a relation point for the audience members, just like in Sesame Street when you're watching it, and people that live there have relationships with these characters. It's the same on Avenue Q. And that really fills out that world a lot.
Yeah, well, it's part of the whimsy of the whole thing, the wonderful whimsy of the whole thing. They're going to do a couple of songs. If you're watching on WGNRadio.com, you will not be seeing the puppets here today, but they will be performing nonetheless solo.
Yes.
And that will be coming up after we take a quick break. Avenue Q is at the Mercury Theater, extended now through November the 4th. And you can get tickets. I'm sure it says it here someplace, and I'm not finding it right now. But we'll get websites and phone numbers for you in just a quick second. After this, WGN. 1049 WGN, Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Tomorrow on the WGN TV Morning News, we're going to be recapping the full weekend of Lollapalooza for you. We'll have all of the morning news, sports, weather, and traffic. And Patrick Stewart returning to the Star Trek franchise. What? Jean-Luc Picard is coming back into the franchise.
So good.
Prosper.
Yeah, I will. I'll have the details all for you tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News. But here this morning in with us, Jackson Evans, who is Princeton, and Leah Morrow, who is Kate Monster, in the new production of Avenue Q, which is at the Mercury Theater, 3745 North Southport in Chicago. How would you get tickets, you're asking yourself? Why, you would go to mercurytheaterchicago.com. Is that the website that you were going to guess before?
That was what I was going to guess, but you never know if it's an org or an EDU. Net.
Definitely not an EDU.
You got to be careful. This is a com. This one is a com. MercuryTheaterChicago.com, or if you like to kick it old school, 773-325-1700 to buy your tickets for that. What is the first song that you will perform for us today?
We're doing a little ditty called Mixtape.
Mixtape? And do we need to know anything about it?
So, at the top of this scene, Kate is in her apartment, and she is thinking about Princeton. And then Princeton comes over, and, you know, delight ensues.
Oh.
Hopefully.
Oh.
Hopefully.
Oh. Here they are from Avenue Q. Take it away.
Princeton. He likes me. Oh, I think he likes me. But does he like me, like I like him? Will we be friends or something more? I think he's interested, but I'm not sure. Come in.
Hiya, Kate.
Princeton, hi.
Listen, so I was going through my old CDs yesterday, and I kept coming across songs I thought you'd like, so I made you this mix.
That's so sweet. Can I get you a drink or a snack?
Actually, do you mind if I use your bathroom?
Oh, go right ahead.
Thank you.
A mixtape? Oh, he made a mixtape! Oh, he was thinking of me, which shows he cares. Sometimes when someone has a crush on you, they'll make you a mixtape to give you a clue. Let's see. You've got a friend, the theme from Friends. That's what friends are for.
Aw.
A whole new world, kiss the girl, ma chérie amour. Oh, Princeton, he does like me. I am the walrus, fat-bottomed girls, yellow submarine. What does this mean?
Hey, Kate, you might want to not go in there for a while.
Princeton, thank you for the mix. I was just looking at disc one. Great songs.
Did you get to disc two yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, it is great. Check it out.
Okay. Stuck on you.
Love me do.
My heart will go on. I love Titanic.
It was all right. She's got a way.
Yesterday.
Good night, Saigon. From the Russia concert.
Don't know that one.
Oh.
Through the years.
The theme from Cheers.
Moving right along. Nice mix.
Well, there's one more. I have to say I love you in a song.
Oh, Princeton, that's so sweet. I've never gotten such a nice present from a guy.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it. But I have to go now because I'm going to make one for Brian and Christmas Eve and Gary and Rod and Nikki and Trekkie Monster and everyone.
Oh.
And oh.
Yes?
What are you doing tonight?
Grading term papers. But it's kindergarten, so they're very short. Why?
Well, everyone's going to hear this singer at the Around the Clock Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go with me?
Like, a date?
Sure. A date. It'll be a blast.
I'd love to come.
Well, I'll see you then.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. No, you go.
He likes me.
Aww. Aww. I want to hug both of you right now.
Now to so be fair, sweet. We did cut one swear word from the song.
Thank
because
you.
This is the radio.
Thank you.
For gosh sakes.
We do need the PG versions here, we appreciate that very much. Very sweet, but you get a sense of the slight irreverence.
Yes.
But how sweet, and really what I take away from Avenue Q is like really a sweetness and lovely message out of the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is so relatable and real, very heartfelt. It is funny and, yes, irreverent, but it is just there's a lot of feels.
Yeah, you'll leave with a smile for sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely. What is the other song you're going to do?
The other song is...
Are you going to make me cry this time?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to make you cry at 10:56 in the morning, but this is a fine, fine line, and this is the end of Act One, and you know, this takes place after Mixtape, which you just heard, and Princeton has decided that even though he just, in the scene right before this, asked Kate to be his girlfriend, he turns around and says, I don't think that's what I need right now. And it leaves, and it's very sudden, and it leaves Kate...
He sounds like a real jerk.
Well, he's not, but he's also, I mean, a 23-year-old male.
Jerk. Yeah, jerk was the right word, I think.
So,
male is correct as well.
So Kate, you know, she wasn't going into her interactions with Princeton with expectation, but then she gets her hopes up, and then they're completely dashed, and so we're left with this moment.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
A Fine, Fine Line.
All right, here's Leah Morrow as Kate Monster.
There's a fine, fine line between a lover and a friend. There's a fine, fine line between reality and pretend. And you never know till you reach the top if it was worth the uphill climb. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of time. There's a fine, fine line between a fairy tale and a lie. And there's a fine, fine line between your wonderful and goodbye. I guess if someone doesn't love you back, it isn't such a crime. But there's a fine, fine
your time. And I don't have the time to waste on you anymore. I don't think that you even know what you're looking for. For my own sanity, I've got to close the door and walk away. There's a fine, fine line between together and not. There's a fine, fine line between what you wanted and what you got. You gotta go after the things you want while you're still in your prime. And a waste of time.
I thought you said you were going to make me cry at this hour of the morning.
I said I would not.
That's so good. Better than the CD.
Right? That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Both songs, both performances. And
mainly her.
I'm trying to be polite.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You're standing right here.
It's the radio. You can't see anything.
although people can see on the WGNradio.com.
Hey.
I just flail. We don't have puppets, but we're Muppety.
You are a Muppety. It's Lee Morrow as a Kate Monster, sounding fantastic, Jackson Evans Princeton, and Avenue Q that is now extended through November the 4th. The Mercury Theater is 3745 North Southport in Chicago, mercurytheaterchicago.com. Or 773-325-1700. Thank you guys for coming in. That was
so
great.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks again for having
us. Nice to see you. We're going to update news next. Coming up in the next half hour, my old pal Randy Duncan, world-renowned choreographer, joining me to talk about one of the premier dance benefits in Chicago, Dance for Life. That is coming up on Chicago's very own 720. WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on your tune-in, where you can hear the Steve Cochran Show and the Most Valuable Person on the Planet weekday mornings at 720. News is next, sponsored by American Weathermakers. Here is Dave Schwann.
Partly cloudy and 85 at O'Hare since yesterday morning. Chicago police say 37 people have been shot, 3 fatally, in over 10 different incidents.
Chicago is just crazy. Crazy. And these are kids. This isn't a grown thing. These are kids. A 14-year-old is among the victims.
That's neighborhood activist Donovan Price. 8 people were shot in one place, 76th and Loomis. Those victims indeed ranging from 35 years old. Another incident occurred during an annual block party at 16th and Avers. A 3-year-old boy was killed in a fire in the Southwest Side home yesterday. This in the 6900 block of South Artesian. A faulty wiring electrical panel is being blamed. The blaze started by that panel that had what authorities call an unauthorized modification. A strong earthquake has hit Indonesia's popular tourist island of Lombok just a week after another quake in the same area killed 16 people. Today's earthquake, a magnitude 7.0, 3 people are dead. It's another hot day for the final day of Lollapalooza. Festival managers say if you're going, keep cool by drinking water and taking advantage of the festival cooling stations. 85 people have been hospitalized for various reasons at the festival. 120,000 have attended so far. Only 1 arrest. Go to college. Stay at a hotel. WGN's Roger Badish explains.
If you're enrolling in Purdue University for the fall, you might be staying at a Holiday Inn. Students at the Fort Wayne campus outnumber the available campus dorm rooms. The overflow will be put up at the nearby hotel at the university's expense. School expects to pay $80,000. Roger Badish, WGN News.
And now WGN Neighborhood News. Here's Domati Pongo.
The Made in Chicago Festival Sunday in the West Loop features 70 vendors displaying locally made clothing, housewares, jewelry, food, and drinks. It's all happening at the Chicago Journeyman Plumbers Hall from 11 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. While general admission is free, VIP tickets can be purchased. The West Loop event is designed to highlight DIYers in Chicago. I'm Doma T. Pungo with WGN Neighborhood News, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.
WGN Sports, we have the White Sox and Tampa Bay this afternoon. Our pregame with Andy Mazur starts at 11:35. First pitch 12:10 with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN.
Is Andy preparing now?
Andy is hard at work preparing. Yes, that is why yours truly is just reading down the sports statistics.
Not that I don't enjoy you doing the sports, but just suddenly Andy disappears.
Andy disappeared. And, well, you'll hear Andy at 11:35 today with our pregame show.
Okay.
First pitch at 12:10 with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson.
Must be big if he has to leave the show.
Oh, it's big. Oh, yeah. All right. It's big. All right. All this on 720 WGN
today.
That's
this station.
That's this station, yes. 720 on your AM dial, yes. And we're even at WGNradio.com.
Wow.
The internet. How about that?
That's amazing.
White Sox beat Tampa Bay 2-1 yesterday, yeah. And the Cubs beat San Diego yesterday 5-4. Padres and the Cubs play this afternoon. In soccer yesterday, the Chicago Fire lost to Salt Lake City 2-1.
Yeah. How about that Brian Urlacher, though? Shortly?
And Brian Urlacher now in the Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's the whole story right there?
That's the story right there.
Okay. All right.
And it was a wonderful event, as you've heard all morning.
Okay. Yes.
The interview you did with Jarrett Payton, that was terrific.
That was a fantastic interview, if I do say so myself.
It really was. And
Very emotional. The whole thing was very emotional, and Urlacher revealing an emotional side of himself that we don't normally hear or have seen over the years.
Well, he said yesterday or Friday that, you know, we'll see what happens when you get up there. He said playing the game, he knew what he was doing out there and he knew what he had to do. But speaking in front of people on a day like that, he said that's going to be another story.
Very emotional.
So, yeah.
I especially like the, you know, the bronze bust, which will now be enshrined.
Is bald.
He could have done it with hair because, you know, he had the whatever the procedure is called.
Oh, to replace the hair?
Yeah, he had the hairectomy. What's it called?
The hairectomy would be taking hair away.
Is it?
A hairectomy, yes. You're taking it away.
Well, didn't they take it away from someplace and put it somewhere else? I don't know where that...
Hair restoration. It's hair restoration.
Yeah, but the hair came from somewhere, didn't it?
Well, I would imagine it did.
Next time you see him, ask him.
Oh, sure. I did see
anyway,
him.
Anyway, my point is I'm glad that, you know, we knew him for his years on the Bears as bald. So
yeah.
I'm glad that he is enshrined that way.
Yeah. And didn't he rub the head?
He did.
During the time?
Yes, he did.
Rubbed it for good luck.
But, ladies and gentlemen, please don't feel like it's okay to rub a bald person's head, because people do that to me quite often. They feel like it's okay to rub my head.
Did they do that at Ravinia?
So one person night? Did rub my head, yes. It's not welcome.
I have a comment.
Unless I see you Purell your hands first, it's not welcome.
I have a comment. Yes. This doesn't have anything to do with baldness, but I've noticed this morning, and for our listeners who may be watching us, these antics on a video this morning,
yes.
You have yet another new pair of glasses.
Well, I have reading glasses today.
They're reading glasses.
Yeah, these are reading glasses, because I forgot to I didn't feel like putting the contacts in this morning. I now have a contact.
One for each eye.
A different one for each eye. Well, most people who have contacts have one for each eye. But I have one for distance in one eye and one for reading in the other eye, which is fine. But I just didn't feel like messing with it today. But I also forgot to bring my regular glasses with me that I just wear all the time. So I had to stop at Walgreens and get some cheaters. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to see anything today while doing the show or reading.
Next week you're going to wear glasses like Radar,
like
used
Elton
to
John
wear, or Elton John. Yep. Yeah,
next week I'm wearing Elton John.
Then
glasses.
One of the, you just work your way up to a welding mask someday.
That would be awesome.
Come in with a welding
have a
mask,
prescription
on.
Welding mask. That would be fantastic. Schwani, you're a genius.
Then walk up to somebody and say, "Don't you dare rub my head."
Yeah, don't rub the bald man's head. No, no bald guy enjoys that.
It is now 11:11, and I haven't even started the traffic yet.
Well, get to it. You're the one that wanted to talk about my glasses. Well,
the traffic report from WGN 720 on the Kennedy. The biggest delays here on O'Hare from downtown, 35 minutes. Out to O'Hare from downtown is about a 22-minute trip. The Eisenhower from Wolf Road to downtown, 22 minutes, a little over a half hour from Veterans Tollway to downtown. And on the Dan Ryan, a 25-minute trip from the Bishop Ford on in. And for traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, this personalized traffic, it's the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX. Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly cloudy for the afternoon. Scattered storms possible. High in the mid-90s. Heat index could hit 100. Scattered storms overnight. Lows in the 70s. And scattered storms continuing tomorrow. Highs once again in the 90s. Possible
storms. I better stay hydrated.
You better stay hydrated.
Thank goodness there are newscasters to tell me to stay hydrated.
It is H2O time.
Yeah.
Storms possible tomorrow afternoon and evening containing H2O. Partly cloudy skies now, 85 at O'Hare.
I don't know if I appreciate newscasters telling me when it rains to take an umbrella or when it's hot to drink water.
To drink plenty of water.
I appreciate both tips very much.
And stay in cooling stations.
Right.
Now, do you have a preference of water? Do you use the...
Actually, I do. I don't remember the name of it, but I remember I recognize the bottle. I don't like the taste of some of the water.
I don't either, actually. Waters. I like some of them a lot,
yeah.
But there are some that I just don't care for.
Yeah, me too. That's because we're snobs.
We're water snobs.
There was a time where I would have thought that was a really pretty snobby thing.
We're water snobs.
Yeah. All my friends on the south side right now are going, God, listen to him.
Yeah, right.
We know where you came from. You can tell the difference between the taste of water.
Wine snobs, beer snobs, coffee snobs, and now water snobs. 85 at O'Hare. It's 83 at Midway.
But stay hydrated.
Chicago's lakefront where you can stay hydrated.
And if it starts to rain, take an umbrella.
Take an umbrella with you and wear protective gear.
That's right.
84. That's
right. What would protective gear entail?
Well, a raincoat, something that would be water resistant.
You mean for the rain?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Galoshes,
you could wear those too.
Rubbers.
You said it, I didn't.
Well, you got to protect your feet.
Galoshes, I like that term, galoshes.
Okay.
doesn't that evoke memories of those great big boots?
With the clips.
With the clips on them when you were in third grade?
Yep.
Here we go. It's now 14 minutes after 11 o'clock. I'm Dave Schwann.
You're
the
one that wants to do an expose on galoshes. Don't blame me for being late.
All right. I'm going to speed this up. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Here's a story of a lovely lady.
Sad news in the Brady Bunch real estate realm, Schwanny.
Did you buy the house?
Well, no. You know, the house was up for sale. The actual house that we saw on the Brady Bunch went up for sale a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And among those who put a bid on the house was former NSYNC member Lance Bass. In fact, he tweeted out last night that the deal was done and that he got the house. Quote, super excited to announce they accepted my offer on the Brady Bunch house last night. This is going to be a fun project. So, that pretty much seemed like it was a done deal. And then early this morning, Lance Bass tweets out a very lengthy message saying, I'm feeling heartbroken. The agent representing the estate selling the house informed us that we made the winning bid after the final deadline had all passed. The next day, the same agent informed us that there was another corporate buyer who now wants to buy the house at any cost. We were prepared to go higher in price, but we were totally discouraged by the seller's agent, and they said that they will outbid any bid that comes in with unlimited resources. And it says, hashtag crush dreams.
So Lance, that's too bad.
Lance Bass is now. You know what? He had said that if he got the house, he was going to restore the inside of the house to look exactly like the
Brady House.
Like
the Brady House with the bedrooms and the whole bit.
He was going to restore it all the same way. So I'm very sad about that. That's sad news. Also, a little showbiz news today. Sir Patrick Stewart played Captain Jean-Luc Picard in
Star
Trek The Next Generation, is going to be back in that role again. CBS is bringing back a brand new Star Trek series on their online platform, CBS All Access. They're not saying exactly what the details will be, but sources are saying that this new series will tell the story of the next chapter of Picard's life. So it's not going to be a prequel or a reboot, but presumably will be what happened to Picard after Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, so you're moving ahead then.
Sounds like
rather than going back.
Continuation, it sounds like, yeah. So a couple of the entertainment stories that we're following. Also, I wanted to mention we had such a fun time out at Ravinia on Wednesday and Thursday nights. On Wednesday, I hosted a pre-show discussion preceding E.T., the extraterrestrial, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra playing the score live. Talked about the movie and the music, and people are able to tweet in questions. So I'm able to just, people are asking any questions. What's Tom Skilling really like? There are all kinds of questions.
My answer to that is what you see
is what you get.
The real deal.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's no change in Tom Skilling on the air and off the air. Thursday night, it was Raiders of the Lost Ark, and same thing. We had such a great time, and so many nice people that came up and said hello. And, Shwani, so many people coming and saying how much they enjoy our little Sunday get-together here.
Isn't that great?
Every week.
Thank you all.
Say that we start their Sunday off with a laugh, and I tell them that you can't help that. That's the way you are.
It's true.
Shouldn't make fun of you that way. No, they say that they enjoy us goofing around, and we have interesting information and blah blah blah. They enjoy all the things that we do here. So, but quite a few people said how much they enjoyed it. So we appreciate that.
We've got the best listeners ever.
We do. We do. Yes, indeed. And our best listeners ever next will hear about one of the biggest dance benefits in Chicago that brings together the best of Chicago's dance community. Dance for Life is what it's called, and we'll tell you about that. And this is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. At 11:21, we continue now with my longtime friend Randy Duncan, who is a world-renowned choreographer who has been involved with the Dance for Life dance benefit from the very start. I hosted the Dance for Life benefit for 20 years. It is now getting ready to stage its 27th annual performance. And Randy Duncan, who is part of this year's show, joining us on the phone line right now. Hello there, my friend.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Can you believe that it's 27 years since
I cannot believe that I have been involved the entire time for 27 years, but still as passionate and as happy to be a part of this as I was from the beginning.
Yeah, this all started unbelievably 27 years ago in a tiny theater, and all of Chicago's dance companies donated their time to all perform on one stage in one night. And, this show has been going, strong ever since then. Who are this year's participants?
Well, this year, as usual, we have the Giordano Dance Chicago, Hubbard Street Dance Chicago, the Joffrey Ballet, Hannah Brixton and Dancers, Cirque Rivera Dance Theater, Chicago Dance Crash, Nomi Dance Company, and, of course, one of my pieces. So the audience is really going to be excited to see all these companies. And some of them are fairly new to us, but the mainstay is Giordano and Joffrey and Hubbard Street.
Yeah, those are three pretty heavy hitters in the Chicago dance community. And to be able to see them all performing on, at one time, it's at the Auditorium Theater again this year, is quite a big deal. And I like how you go, oh, yeah, and I'll be doing one of my numbers. We'll be doing Randy has been doing the grand finales of these shows, the show-stopping grand finales for decades for Dance for Life, and is bringing back one of his most popular and recreating it as for the performance this year at the Auditorium.
And the funny thing about that is that this year, for the first time, we're going to open the show instead of closing it.
Wow.
And the reason we're not closing it this year is because we have an honorarium for Lou Conte. So we're going to have Hubbard Street close with the 40s. I think many of the Chicagoans are familiar with that company doing that. And it's one of Lou Conte's dances that he choreographed many years ago.
Okay.
So by honoring him, we're doing that. And also we're honoring Nan Giordano from the Giordano Company. So their company will be performing as well. But we're looking for a fantastic evening
The
18th of August. Yeah.
One of the things that made this special, I mean, it's an amazing night of artistry, but this event started in response to the AIDS crisis back in the day, back from the early 90s. When people were dying of AIDS like crazy.
Right.
And all that dynamic now has changed. But Chicago Dancers United has kind of reshaped where the money goes now for this benefit night. Talk to me a little about that.
Yeah, well, not only are we still a part of the AIDS HIV situation, but it has gone on to help those who are in need, who have life-threatening illnesses, whether it be cancer or some other threat that they have in the dance community. So we've expanded because the medications for HIV/AIDS has been working quite well, and people have been living able to manage that. And now that we have gone and helped with that, we see that there are needs in other areas. So we've decided to open that up to those people who are involved in the dance community as well.
Yeah, because, you know, dancers, often don't have insurance. They're performers, and, you know, they're going from job to job, and heaven forbid if something devastating should happen to them, some health crisis, they are in need of help, and that's where the Dancers Fund steps in and helps them with a wide range of services.
Absolutely, whether it's utilities that they're paying on a regular basis, or whether it is a final trip to see their parents or whatever, or parents coming in and taking care of them, or family members coming in, the Dance for Life Fund really, really helps in that situation.
Yeah, so it should be great. It is going to be on August 18th, as Ed mentioned, at the Auditorium Theater. You can get more information at ChicagoDancersUnited.org, ChicagoDancersUnited.org, or 312-341-2300. I'm going to be there as an audience member, looking forward to enjoying the show. And, Randy, I look forward to seeing you that night as well.
Oh, my God. I'm always looking forward to seeing you, Dean. I mean, it was a great honor to have you in these past years, and always look forward to seeing you, whether you're sitting in the seat or you're on the stage or on television or on the radio.
You can't get rid of me. I'm someplace all the time. Randy, have a great day today, and we'll see you on the 18th.
Thank you so much. We'll see you then, okay?
Dance for Life is coming.